Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
So I got a question for everybody. Time for a little pop quiz here on the show. And Dove, you will be a pupil. Tiki, obviously a pupil. Hoff.
I will ace it.
Not sure where Hoff went, but maybe when he comes back, he will be a pupil. Are you guys ready for the pop quiz?
Yes.
All right. Who is the... Dove, you got to go first. Who is the second best player in New York in baseball right now? Judge being the given number one.
Either Stanton or Alfonso.
Okay. Oh, you mean Alonso.
Alonso. Not Alfonso. Sorry, Alonso, yeah.
Okay, so Dove is going to say... Stanton or Edgardo Alfonso or Alonso? Hoff, right now in New York, who's the second best player behind Judge?
People can hate me for this. I love Stanton.
Okay. Teak, who is the second
Nestor.
Player? Not pitchers, dude.
Give me Nestor.
Don't try to be cute. Position players. Don't be different.
I'd say Alonso.
Why?
Because he's the only power of the Mets right now. And they're just finding ways to win through him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say Alonso.
The answer is Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay. Why do you ask?
So you failed the quiz. I thought you were going to ace it.
I failed it on purpose.
I'm just curious. We were talking about this, me and Bogus, during the break here. You know, Stanton, we talk about Judge, but... he's having a sick season.
Of course
he is. His OPS is almost 900. OPS plus 155.
There's no pressure 32. On him.
What do you mean no pressure? The contract, it's New York. It's the Yankees.
DJ's on base. Aaron Judge is on base. Already has an RBI. He gets up and it's like, damn, we got to get, we got to pitch at this guy. Otherwise, we're going to get crushed. Mm-hmm. He ends up taking a guard. I mean, he's in a perfect position right now. Think about who's above him. He hits fifth, right?
I mean,
you got DJ
Rizzo
Aaron. You got DJ Aaron.
It's not overstated.
You got Rizzo.
Rizzo's been DJ's been in a 3-week slump. He's down to 260.
It doesn't matter.
But it does matter.
He scores a ton of runs. How many runs has he scored this year?
I don't know. I have it in front of me.
He gets on base and he scores runs.
Dude, just take the L. You got it wrong. The answer's Stanton. You know, I mean, come on.
Do you remember how often he was booed early on as a Yankee? He was booed quite
opening day when he struck out 5,000 a couple years ago.
Maybe he's the example we should use for Francisco Lindor.
Well, his first season.
How to recover.
But his first season was really good,
though. His first season had over 30 and 100.
But I'm not talking about the like actual statistics. I'm talking about like the ire of the fan base falling upon you. And there is hope at the end of it. Because Stanton at the same time, I mean, look how many years he had when that was happening. He had, what, 8 years left when they were booing him? Like, why do we have you? You're pointless. Can we get rid of you? And the answer was always, I remember hearing this on sports radio. Oh, they can't trade him. Look at his number. Mm-hmm. It's too big. Can't get rid of him.
I think it was different, though, because Yankee fans hate the fact that they lost other opportunities because of Stanton. Not because of his on-the-field play.
Well, that's part of it. No, don't listen wrong there. There was the whole Bryce Harper thing. And, you know, Cashman talked about this when, I don't know why, was it with, it may have been with, Craig and Evan.
Doesn't
I think
it
was when they asked
him
about Bryce
Harper.
It was. It was with Carter Roberts, and I was stunned. I mean, it was a good interview. They did their job, but they asked about Harper, and Cashman gave a weird answer. He's like, I don't really remember if we really reached out. Hmm. What? You don't remember if you reached out. What?
So that's something you remember. That sounds like my kid. Like, I don't remember if I did that. Yeah, you do.
That's an odd one. I mean, listen, Alonso's really, really good. But right now, the Yankees have the two best players. I mean, by the way, do me a favor. There's a great there's a lot of different websites, Baseball Savant. But just do a general Google, because Pete is part of this as well. I believe he's third. Just Google highest average exit velo 2022 season. And last time I checked, which was, you know, within the past 3 or 4 days, I believe the order was Judge, Stanton, and Alonso. And their barrel rate is, but I'm sticking with exit velo, I believe that's the order. At least it was. Anything there, Hoff?
I definitely don't have the right list.
Hoff is a little slow to get these numbers. We're going to have to work on this.
Now, I got it.
You asked
me something that today that didn't exist.
Okay, but I know that this exists because I looked it up.
Okay, now I found it now.
I missed it by a little bit. I got it.
Go ahead, Tiki. Yes. Hoff, you lost your chance.
Well, the highest is Giancarlo Stanton.
Number one?
Yep.
Number
119.8.
No, I don't mean highest. I mean average. Average to me is more important.
Okay.
Average. Do you have that or no?
Shohei Ohtani is the second on the list. And average is Giancarlo Stanton.
What's his average?
97.1.
Okay, number two is?
Aaron Judge.
Okay, so that flipped. What is he?
96.9.
That definitely flipped. Where's Pete? He's got to be top five.
No.
What is he?
Wow, where is he?
Yeah, the list that I have, it goes Stanton, Judge, Alvarez.
Yes.
And then Tommy Pham, and then Alonso.
Abreu. We got Jose Abreu.
Right.
I don't even see it.
He's got to be there, because Alonso's always there with those, always with the exit velo. Always.
Bro, I'm going down this list.
Really?
He's not on it.
Brendan Nimmo's 46 with 90.6.
I think the league average is 78 or 87.
I found
it's
Alonso.
One of those two.
Where is Alonso's he? 57. His average is 90.2.
Okay.
Highest is 113, though, which puts him higher.
What about barrel rate? I'm not even going to put you guys down there. I'll find it. 877-337.
What are you talking about? Barrel rate? Who are you? Evan Roberts?
A baseball fan.
You Evan Roberts now with these statistics?
No. Stop, dude.
No, you stop. That's
Well, you should know where to find these.
I don't even know what you're talking about. These don't even exist.
Yes, you do.
Aaron Judge is one.
Who am I? I'm a 2022 baseball fan.
Aaron Judge is one, 29.3%.
Attaboy Tiki.
Yep. Mike Trout is second.
Okay.
25%.
Need my partner to pick up the slack.
Because I'm a nerd. Number three
is
Giancarlo Stanton.
There we go.
24%.
I mean, think about that. So you are consistently hitting the ball in the middle of the bat, and you are consistently rifling the ball at well over 100 miles an hour.
Pete Alonso is 27th.
In barrel rate.
Barrel rate.
Okay.
At 13.9. He's actually tied for 26.
Okay.
With Seiya Suzuki.
For the Cubs?
The Cubs.
He started off like a ball of fire. That should improve for Alonso as the year goes on, but okay. 877, and it needs to a little bit. I mean, he's good.
BT.
He's been good. He has not been great.
From now on, whenever you ask Pete for statistics.
I'm coming to you, dude.
No, just ask him, and I'll get them before he gets them.
Yeah, so why don't I just ask you and circumvent asking
because
him?
Because I actually might be having a conversation with you.
Oh,
so
I got you.
So I can't.
That's fair.
But when you're asking Pete and we're not having a conversation, I'll find it.
I gotcha. You know what? Just bookmark it, dude. Why can't you do that? I've got it bookmarked.
Listen, the last stat you asked for was projected total bases that didn't exist.
No,
that's
it didn't
what we're
exist
about.
Where you looked. Yes. It does. They project every
where
stat.
Where is it?
I don't have it in front of me. I asked you.
Pete. You asked something that doesn't exist.
By the way, I have not gotten that bottle of whiskey yet that you owe me from the bet.
You have not gotten it yet?
I'm going to make a bet with him. That's why
I have a problem with Drizzly right now.
This is now a 3 week, and by the way, you were so brazen to tweet me with the fist up like I always pay my bets, which you always do.
Would you like to see the order number? It says confirmed delivery. I told them it didn't get there. They wrote me back and said, according to our records, I said, all right, we have a problem.
Well, according to your partner, it didn't get there.
So I know.
Did you just forget about it? Did
I did, actually, because I went away.
I would have done the same thing. I mean, I'd give you the token follow-up, but I'm not. Right, I got too busy to follow up twice.
Now I'm going to follow up with Drizzly.
That a boy, T. Kick him in the ass, will you?
I should have just bought it and brought it here.
You were lazy. Drizzly
is good,
though.
You wanted it right away. Usually they're great.
Usually good.
Usually they're great.
Mm-hmm.
This bottle has not showed up at BT's house.
It has not.
You know what? He probably dropped it off at your neighbor's house.
No, trust me. My neighbors are cool. They wouldn't mess around with that. One doesn't drink at all, and one actually introduced me to Japanese whiskey and is a real stand-up guy.
Oh, he definitely has it then.
No. He doesn't need it. Did you guys see this guy's collection?
I'm just
kidding. I was going to make a bet with Hoff. How about this? I'm not gonna make you spend a couple of hundred on whiskey. Tiki makes big money, so that's why I'll make him do it.
Oh, okay.
But I promise you that there is a stat that can project total bases.
No, I guarantee there is, but you couldn't find it at the website either.
I asked you to find it.
I know. You directed me to ESPN, which
Louis
didn't have it.
Scarsdale. That was the first issue, right? Going to ESPN. Louis in Scarsdale. What's up, Louis?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, man.
I believe Judge is one of the top 10 Yankee ball players of all time.
Oh, here we go.
And I hold it 1 second.
Okay.
And I love him very much. His demeanor. And like you said, he's very mature. I think he's the most mature player in baseball. But I think he made a very big mistake. And hear me out.
Good.
Mm-hmm. By not signing the contract, because every game, all 162 games, he's stressed. Also, if he pulls a quad mm-hmm. or a hamstring, he's screwed. And the $10 million that he's making is nothing compared to what he would make if he took the contract and took the $27 million less with the 2 years less mm-hmm. with endorsements and everything else. He has a terrible agent. I don't even know who his agent
It's
is.
A very small firm, and yeah, I'm not going to say that it's terrible. But, Lou, I want to get back to, and I hear you. I don't agree with what you said necessarily, but it's interesting. But your first point, your statement, pretty bold. You said he's a top 10 Yankee. Let's have a little fun. Ruth is one. Gehrig is on the list. DiMaggio.
Oh.
Mantle's four. Hold on. Berra. No order. Jeter.
Yeah, we got the first six.
Okay, that's six.
First six is seven.
Mariano's okay, number. So Mariano. What? How about Mr. Dickey, who is pretty good? How about...
I'm not talking pitches. No pitches.
Oh, no pitchers. No pitchers. Okay.
No pitchers. Now you really...
Elston Howard. Tony Lazzari.
I don't think he's not as good as Judge.
Okay. All right, it's an opinion. I got you there, Lou.
Inch for inch, ratio-wise.
Well, inch for inch. He's the greatest Yankee. He's the tallest.
There you go.
Lou. Lou with a hot take. Okay, Lou, you got it, buddy. Thanks, Lou. Louie and Scarsdale T coming strong.
I know it.
Top 10 Yankee all time. Wow. I mean, you know.
Probably not, but... It's a good take. Could he be? Maybe.
Well, that's a little different.
That's right.
A little different. And if A-Rod hadn't juiced, A-Rod would be on the list there, but he did. Eric's in Massapequa. Well, what's up, Eric? How are you today? You're on the fan.
What's going on? So I'm thinking about this whole Judge situation, and I'm definitely one who blames Cashman a lot. But like the more I think about it, this has to be on Hal. Hal has to just do what George used to do and say, all right, what do you want? Here it is. Like, you can't let this guy walk. It would, at first, like the fan base was annoyed that Judge turned it down. If he walks, they're gonna destroy the manager.
He's not going anywhere. Stop.
There is a chance. Well, I don't think he's gonna. But there is still a chance. Look at these random teams like Detroit, where out of nowhere they throw $300 million at someone.
Yeah.
Happens every offseason.
Well, I think I don't think he's going to walk either, but I do think he's going to get massive offers, which is going to make this more expensive for the Yankees. We talked.
Absolutely.
And that's, I mean, that's
and
not
that's a, his point. How messed up.
Yeah, you're right. So you end up costing yourself money a little bit. But, you know,
easily.
At the end of the day, yep. because of their salary situation is a lot easier next year than it is this year. You almost don't mind it. And BT and I talked about this earlier about how all of the, you know, the guys that they need to sign to fill out the roster who are either arbitration or going into free agency, it all that doesn't matter because Judge comes first and then you build off
100%.
Of that. And so
100%.
It's just going to cost you more, which may hurt you on the back end a little bit. Like,
but if you're Judge, are you going to be like, you know, they should. You know, he's probably thinking to himself, what, this past offseason, you know, they tried to sign all these random players. Nobody is like big names.
Yeah.
Are you spiteful and say, I want the absolute last dollar from them since they kind of dangled me around?
It may be. You're not going, you're not doing the whole sign a team friendly deal because it's New York. That's not happening with Aaron Judge.
Nope.
At all.
Nor should.
At all. And as soon as someone says that conversation, they should get up and walk out the room.
I agree. I've got an interesting scenario. Let me throw this by you, Teak. You ready?
Yep.
I'm going to give you two very different results here. So let's say the Yankees lose in the ALCS.
Okay.
And somebody snatches Judge, but he wins the MVP.
Okay.
Okay. Versus the Yankees winning a World Series and the Yankees allowing him to walk. What do you think would bother the fans more? It seems like a fairly obvious one, but I don't. Go ahead.
A ladder. If you win the World Series, because the Yankees winning a World Series is great, but Yankees fans are greedy. They're going to say, "All right, we need to do it again. We have the guy. Just do it again. You got the staff, right? If Nestor is Nestor and Cole is Cole and Severino, and you let Judge walk, that would be." Egregious.
Well, you know, I tend to agree with you. You know what would bother me most here? And you would think that it would be the opposite, because if you win a World Series, most fans would be placated and you kind of be like, okay, we're cool. The difference, you know, with certain franchises, the Yankees obviously on that short list, is that now you get into the individual legacies and like, okay, you know, you win a, let's say he wins the MVP, and right now he would win it going away. Let's say he wins the MVP if they win this World Series that I'm throwing out there this year. And he doesn't have a chance to get multiple World Series and carve out this Yankee lore and get the number retired and be named captain. Things that mean everything to the Yankee fan. That would be worse than, even though you won the World Series, would be worse than winning the MVP or finishing second, but being right there, losing the American League Championship Series and letting him walk. Because you'd be like, all right, we didn't, it would
we
be
didn't
two
get there.
Totally different emotions there.
We didn't get there. Now we have a lesser chance of getting back.
But what if they did this? And I'm not even, I hope this doesn't, but what if they win the World Series, they let him walk, and then they get Soto? How do you think the Yankee fan would process that? You got your World Series, you got the younger player on a better contract because he's younger. I'd have to think most Yankee fans be cool with that.
I don't love it. I want my star. I want my guy. I want to own my guy.
But you're not attached to the Yankees like
I'm not.
Fans
I'm not.
Are.
But if I am now, and like a young, if I'm a young kid or a young Yankee fan, and I'm getting attached to my guy, and that guy is clearly Judge. It's not anybody else. If Garrett Cole could win the Cy Young this year. Aaron Judge is still your guy.
Yes, sir.
I don't want him to walk. Yeah. Period. By the way, Aaron Judge is leading total bases. Rafael Devers second, 85. 83 is with 83. It's Bryce Harper and CJ Crone.
What about the projected total bases? Because Mattingly had 375 back in 1985.
Dang it, I just lost it.
But you actually had his projection.
I did not have the projection.
Now that wasn't the year Mattingly hit all the grand slams. That was in 87 when Donnie had the six.
I hit back and I lost what I was at.
Yeah, you figure it out. You're a smart guy. Man. Let's get. How about Jay up in Newburgh? And Jay's on the fan. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up,
just,
man?
Just checking out Michael King yesterday. Oof. That reminds me, like, how dominant he's been and what a godsend he's been to the Yankee bullpen and staff. And his delivery, it kind of reminds me, I mean, I don't want to kind of over-exaggerate, but kind of that smooth kind of Mariano type of a delivery where, you know, he won't break down hopefully anytime soon. What do you guys think about that?
I think he's got a very... Now, listen, I can't forecast health. I'm not even going to try to. But he has a very repeatable delivery, and he is able to squeeze a lot of power without seemingly taxing his body unnecessarily. Like Mariano. It was easy mid-90s. Yeah. You know, with the King, it's a little bit more. I actually tweeted something last night. If you guys want to check this out on my account, you know, I follow... You know the Pitching Ninja?
Mm-mm.
I don't think you've seen
it. I don't know that one.
Have you seen him, Hoff?
Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
He's awesome. He had an overlay last night, which is, for those who might not know, I mean, many of you do, but I don't want to assume everybody does. I know Dove doesn't. Do you know what the overlay is, Dove? You don't. Okay. So the overlay is when you actually have a video, and it's a pitcher delivering different type of pitches, but they're both coming out of his hand at the same time. So it shows, like, the movement of the fastball and how it's contrasted by either a sinker or a changeup, and it shows the disparity zones.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah.
And I love this. This guy is really good at his job. So I retweeted something last night from Michael King. It's worth checking out. It's a good video. It is.
Hear a great moment on The Fan that you want to hear again and again and again and again. Pause, go back, and then skip ahead with Rewind on the Odyssey app.
I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yes, she needs.
Just download and search WFAN.
All right, So coming up, 12, 13 minutes or so, the world-famous Deacon Tierney Daily Pick. Get it while they're hot. And they are a piping hot. Another winner right in your mailbox yesterday. Miami Heat laying the deuce. Looked a little tenuous early there, Teak. Celtics played well, but no sweat.
Then they blitzed.
They pulled away.
It was ugly in the second half.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Jimmy B.
It's a killer.
Mm-hmm. So we'll give you, well, maybe even incorporate the Rangers tonight. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I love the line. I can't force it. It's about money, not about anything from the heart. Or local preference, but we'll see. That's coming up next. 877-337-6666. We got you until 2. Cartner Roberts after that. Mike's in Mahwah. What's going on, Mikey?
Hey, fellas. What's happening?
All's good.
Hey.
Teak, a little upset you didn't make the reunion. No, I know you're going to use the Bahamas excuse, but that stuff was taped a long time ago.
I'm always working. That's my excuse.
All right, on the Jets, let me go. I heard what you said, BT. You know, they got both styles of running back. They got both styles of tight end. My point is, for the Jets and the Giants, I want to know what's more important, the season or, like, the quarterback. Say week one, Daniel Jones. Same as the Jets. They're down 2 scores in Tennessee for the whole game. You got to put Tyrod Taylor in. You can't worry about Daniel Jones's feelings anymore. I don't want to know about anybody's feelings this year.
Well, what's your expectation, Mike? What's your expectation for both teams?
I want to get in the fourth quarter in the game. Just like in December, I want to be in a chance for the playoffs. I want the fourth quarter in the game. I don't want to worry about anybody's hurt feelings. If I have to bring a special quarterback in to do a bootleg for two yards, which the Jets need, because if Wilson goes down or Wilson has a little problem, you're not going to rally behind your other quarterback. You need a baller.
Yeah,
you
Mike White or Joe Flacco. Yeah, you're right. There's not excitement in the backup quarterback room for the Jets.
But there's finally continuity, which is something they've not had for years.
It's a good quarterback room. We talked to Joe Douglas a couple weeks ago. That's what he told us, because you know we wanted. Why you have two of the same quarterbacks?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Quarterbacks in the room, he said, because it's a good quarterback room, and that's important for the development of Zach Wilson.
All right, let me ask you a question. Like, say Zach's not playing well, and he's a little bit. Who do you have confidence in that's going to come back from 2 scores? You don't have him on the team.
I'll tell you who I have confidence. Mike, I'm going to tell you who I have confidence in. You ready? Who's going to come back from multiple scores? Zach Wilson. That's who's going to do it. What is with this?
I mean,
it's May 17th, 18th, May 18th.
Pre-projecting negativity.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't like that mentality.
No way.
I don't think that the Giants or Jets are thinking about that at all.
Oh, I could they're definitely not. And it doesn't mean that we won't engage in that if we have to.
Yeah.
You bet you're behind we will. We're certainly not in May, and certainly not before the season starts. I think the Jets are going to be a lot of fun. We know the Giants are a step behind in terms of rebuilding, resetting. It's different. They have their new regime now. The Jets brought in Joe a couple of years ago. This is year two for Robert Saleh. They're ahead based on they've been in the building longer. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think this football season is going to be fun. I can't wait for football. October is going to be great. I mean, if the Mets, you know, you get back to Grom, you know, Alonzo mashes 38, 40 home runs. Lindor gets his act together. You know, I mean, Escobar, you know, somehow hits 20-something home runs the rest of the way. McNeil keeps hitting 315 like he is. By the way, he had some great at-bat. I love McNeil. You know what I love about McNeil? He always has a plan, and he always has an approach. Even if he makes an out, you know, he had a 14-pitch at-bat last week. He had an 11-pitch at-bat yesterday. The guy, he's back to being the McNeil before last year.
Yes.
Which was the outlier. I love watching him hit. I really do. Bob's in Hopog on the Fan. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have a Yankee question and just want to bring back a memory with Tiki, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Years ago, Tiki, we had brought my wife and I, my niece, back to school in Albany. That's when you were practicing up there.
Nice. I love it.
We stayed in the same hotel, and we stayed across the hall from you, and I believe you and Greg possibly roomed together, or you just were together all the
probably.
Time?
Probably. Yeah, we were just always together. But back then, it depends on what year it was. We likely were. Because
I tell you the year it
as
was,
you got older, was, what year was it?
You, I don't know the exact year, but that was the year you hurt your thumb. You either tore it.
Oh,
or
so
you
that
broke
was late. So that was later. That was probably 01 then.
Yeah, because I remember talking to you about that. You had it wrapped up. It just had happened to you, I think. And we just had some laughs with you, and you guys are just such nice guys. Thanks
appreciate you,
man.
That.
But to tell you a quick story again about that stay, we didn't know the Giants were staying in that hotel, and we were checking in, and there was a little bit of a line, and some big guy just went in front of the line, and I went up to him. I said, you know, there's a line here. And he said, well, you know, I want to get processed. And the woman said, what's your name, sir? He said, Stone. Ron Stone.
Ron Stone. Stoney's the best.
A big guy, right?
He was my favorite, man. Pineapple and what did he have us drinking all the time? It was like pineapple, cranberry, and
gin and juice.
It was gin. It was some kind of gin. You're right.
Funny.
Gin and
too
juice. He was awesome.
Thanks for everything with that.
Pleasure,
anyway,
man.
With the Yankees, for both of you guys, my idea of being the perfect GM was to get rid of Sanchez, Voit, Gardner, and they did all that. You've been talking about Chapman and Gallo today. What about Hicks? And is there any chance we will get rid of any of these three this year? Or maybe after the year. What's your thoughts?
I think that...
Chapman definitely after the year.
Oh, for sure. He's gone. After the year or during the year?
Either or.
Okay. You're not going to get rid of Hicks during the year. Not that we would necessarily mind it, but I don't think you will. Gallo wouldn't surprise me if he's gone. Let's hope he is.
There's no tie.
This year.
There's no tie.
No. I mean, during the season. It would not stun me if he's not on the team.
Well, here's the question
and
with Chapman.
He's not going to play anyway.
Well, here's
the
question
matters.
With Chapman. Chapman's definitely gone after the year because he's a free agent. There's options. But if in the middle of the season you get somebody wants Chapman, because the statistics actually are...
He's 9-for-9.
He's 9-for-9. He's pitching sub-2 ERA. Mm-hmm. He's only given up, I want to say, 4 or 5 home... I can't remember what it was. Number of home runs he's given up. It's not a lot. It's maybe even only 3.
It's also only May. That's 3 home runs too many, probably, for a closer.
That's right. But still, he's still a really good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And if you move on, someone says, hey, we want Chapman, if you're the Yanks, do you do it? Do you make a trade and put Michael King into that role?
King is flat-out filthy. Holmes is nasty. I mean, they've got some, horses down there. Here's the thing that you never know, and you almost want to... My answer is no. Let me answer it directly first, and I'll tell you very quickly why. While Chapman terrifies me, and I want him nowhere near like a World Series meaningful high leverage moment or championship or divisional series, I don't trust him anymore. You know, and I know that you've heard this, but it's true. To go from that 7th, 8th inning role to the man,
yeah,
it's not seamless for everybody. So at least you have him as a fallback, and you can kind of mess around and... Yeah, you know what? You pitch 2 out of 3 days. We're going to let King finish today and kind of dabble with that during the season and then kind of get enough intel to make the right decision. I'm not just going to jettison him. There's no need to. I mean, he's not an arsonist in the bullpen. He's just unreliable a little bit. You know, and listen, we also judged this on Mariano Rivera's template.
That's true.
I mean, I remember Steve Farr was the Yankees closer back in the day, even way before Wetland. You know, and he was a guy who'd rack up the saves. I don't have it in front of me, but I would almost guess that Steve Hoare flirted, messed around with, you know, mid-3 ERA, like he was dancing the tightrope every time he took the hill. But he would still get you 28, 30 saves because somebody has to, you know?
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Google, play WFAN.
Nice hearing Mink Man's voice in that spot, huh? The Mink Man. I'll see you soon there, Mink, before you know it. Johnny's. Say it every year. Here come the Johnny's. I think it's going to really happen this year. I do. They actually had a good offseason. All right, 144 here on the Fans, Tiki and Tierney, and Carter Roberts coming up next. So, Dove, what time it is. Let's crank this up for the Rangers as well, sir. Beautiful day out. Roll down the windows. Blue shirt starting round 2 down at Raleigh tonight. As we get ready for the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Wind Creek Bethlehem is go time. Hop, I need an introduction, dude. You got to introduce me. I hit another one last night. Just say something. I don't know. Just off the cuff. You know, just get me to the tee box. Let's go. 21 out of 22 ATS, by the way. Come on, introduce
the
me.
The pick of the year coming up by our boy, Brandon Tierney.
There we go. There we go. 21. Here's the jinx. Here's the most job.
That's right. That's because you got him to do that.
No. I mean me. I was getting a little bit too brazen there. But, hey, listen. 21 out of 22 against the spread. Why not get a little brazen? I would like to get brazen with the Rangers, but I can't. I'm rooting for the Rangers, but, listen, this the objective is to make money. I don't like this series for the Rangers. They'll win a couple for sure, but I don't like them tonight. By the way, the Canes down to Raleigh. They won every game at home. They were 4-0 against the Bruins. So they're playing very well on home ice. Excuse me. Got to sneeze here. Pardon me. Thank you, Bill. Good job on that. I did not like Yesterkin's. Yes, I got to sneeze again. Shisterkin. I got to sneeze again. No, my bad. Those numbers against the... Oh, God, I got to sneeze. I can't even think.
Now batting.
I got to sneeze. Jeez. I didn't like Shesterkin's numbers during the regular season against the Canes. You know, about 3.75 goals against average, 0-2. I can't touch the Rangers tonight, but I can't touch Golden State. Mm. I'm going to take the Warriors. I'm going to lay the 5 at the hook. They're going to mop the floor with Dallas.
Sure?
Dallas is, yeah, yes, I am. Are you doubting
I'm
me?
I'm not.
All right, well, the way you said it,
you know,
inferring that you might be. Now, listen, Dallas will steal a game or two at home, I mean, because Doncic is going to be Doncic. Golden State will win this by double figures easily tonight. Give me the Warriors, lay the 5.5. Western Conference Finals, game 1 out west. I'm going to take the Dubs. There you go. The Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick. You're just trying to get in my head because you want the tee box back. You lost that spotlight. You were enjoying that spotlight.
I have, but now all the teams that I would pick are surprisingly, you know, and win. The season's done. All my EPL, it's over.
So you're basically saying you're a one-trick pony. If you don't have soccer to pick, then you're not going to pick any winners.
I nailed some basketball. I nailed some of it was just logic. You look at some of these over-unders that they would throw out. It's like, that's got to be intentionally low. I forget what series it was. They scored 135 points, and then the next or 235 points in the next game. It was 216. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Got to do some math as part of the equation.
Can we just not brush past the fact that BT almost sneezed in the air 3 times, and we just kind of let that go? Yeah, like, that was impressively handled. I got to be honest.
I thought it sounded like slop. I was all over the place. When you got to sneeze, it's the worst. Like, and you're on the air.
Yeah, you're right. You can't stop.
No, it's hard because you can't even think.
And all you're gonna get is dead air.
But doesn't it feel good to sneeze sometimes?
Yeah, of course.
Not every time, but sometimes it feels good.
Well, your body is sneezing for a reason.
Yeah, what
triggers? Yeah, why? Tell me, because I sneezed like 13 times in a row. It's terrible.
You can't take it. Because your nasal or brachial system, it has something foreign in it, and it's trying to expel it. It's just like if you eat something bad, your body will say, yeah, I don't like that. It's got to come out. So same thing with the sneeze.
Well, I had a rhinoplasty years ago, not for cosmetic purposes, but I got smashed in the face, and my...
septum?
My septum is I mean, obviously deviated, but the one, like, so there's a straight line of cartilage down the middle of everybody's nose when you're born. Although you can be born with a deviation if you, like, hang it on the wrong place in the womb or on mommy's, you know, uterus or bone. I'm not sure exactly. Whatever. But the cartilage was so crooked that it obstructed like 85% of the airflow in one nostril.
Oh, wow.
I got it fixed. It did nothing. It didn't even do anything. It really did nothing.
I've heard that
did
before.
Did you sleep better?
No. I sleep terrible. I'm always thinking about the show.
Yeah, you do.
What do you mean? How do you know?
Because you tell me all the time. I'm exhausted.
I haven't said it to you in three. I never say I'm exhausted.
Those late night texts.
Yeah.
Wait, coming in. Do I ever sound exhausted?
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
They've Dr. stopped. Dr. Barber? I never tell you I'm tired. I might tell you some of my other problems. I don't know that I bring that up too much. Let's get Mark in Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Mark? You're on the Fan. How are you? Mark. All right, you gonzo. How about Harvey and Dix Hills? Talk a little indoor.
What's up, Harvey?
How are you both?
Hey, you're good.
Good. Brandon, I want to take advantage of your history of being a college baseball player.
Okay.
Before the season, last season, USA Today had an interview with two scouts, Major League scouts, and said that Lindor could not hit a fastball. That was their quote, unnamed. And that obviously goes after, you know, in line with a 260 season that Lindor had in Cleveland.
Yep.
So fast forward to now, okay? Obviously, every Major League Baseball player can hit a fastball. Otherwise, they don't make it to the major leagues. Now, there are two possibilities. Now, do you think, you know, he's had flashes. I mean, forget about spring training. It's spring training. But he was zooming in spring training, and he's hit, I think, six home runs. The question, and in pitchers, they pitch to weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has problems with fastball, they're going to throw him fastballs just like do any other player. So my question to you, Brandon, being a college baseball player, do you think there could be a technical problem in terms of hitting fastballs or pitchers throwing those fastballs, or do we have to lower our expectations and go back and kind of go down to the 260 season he had in Cleveland, because he's going to be here for 10 years?
Your
thing about the technicality.
No, I got you. It's a good question. I'm going to stay in my lane, even though I did play. You know, I'm not a hitting coach, but I'll tell you what I do see. I'll tell you the biggest issue. When Lindor or anybody loses bat speed, what do you do? All right, if you can't quite get around on the cheese, and I'm not sure that that's fatal for him. It's problematic now.
Lighter bat?
Well, that's one thing. Actually, you could shave an ounce off. That's actually a very good point. I mean, you're saying it with a smile. It's not a bad idea. That's true. I wasn't even going to go there, but you're not wrong. But what you do is you start to cheat. So you're like, all right, if I can't, this guy's throwing 95, and I don't think I could really get around it and barrel the ball up at 95 or 98, whatever the number is, right? You start to cheat, which means you get your body going early, and what happens? You're susceptible to the soft stuff.
Yeah.
You're out in front, you're lunging, you're open, you're flying over, you're a mess. And then there's a complete mechanical erosion. Now, I'm not saying that you're there with Lindor, but it was very alarming. You know, last night with the game on the line, it was fastball, cheese, cheese, cheese. Not even a thought of trying to entice him. Like, no fear.
Yeah.
Can you imagine any pitcher throwing Judge or Alonso, for that matter, or Stanton or Betts or Trout or, you know, Bogarts, or, I mean, anybody who's hitting well this year, four straight fastballs in that spot?
No.
Very, very improbable. So I think what you're going to get with Lindor is you're going to get a couple of weeks where maybe he's guessing a little right, and I don't want to say he's lucky, because there's no luck at this level. Very rarely is there sustained luck. But he's going to still rip off 2-3 week stretches, I believe.
Yeah.
Where he's like he did earlier this year, where you're like, man, that's the guy that we paid for. But over time, I just don't see 290. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I'm looking at his barrel rate now. Barrel percentage BT.
Look at you.
6%.
Weesh.
Six. Ugh. That's just not, that's rough. That's down, it's 100 plus in baseball. 105th in baseball.
That's like Randall's inefficiency this year, the dip from last year to this year.
Well, by the way, you got to know that the opposing teams, as they are scouting Francisco Lindor, are doing exactly what we're doing.
It's basic stuff.
Basic stuff. All right, this guy putting the barrel on the ball. Yeah. All right, you can just throw some fastballs at him.
It's done in 30 seconds.
Exactly.
That's not even a deep dive. That is the basic surface level stuff.
That's right. And then now you just got to decide whether to pitch him away or pitch him in or whatever. It doesn't even matter if you're putting 6% of the barrels on the ball. That's just bad.
That's bad. It's early, but that's alarmingly bad. You know what I would like to see? And I told you guys, I was watching the number one because my guide on my TV it said that the Rangers game was not on MSG the other night. And I had a coach, so I recorded the first period, the start. and I tried to, and it said whatever, I don't know, some infomercial maybe, but not Rangers hockey, and I watched on TBS.
Okay.
And I liked how I got to see behind the net, the little light up on the slap, 98 miles per hour. You know what I don't get? I heard Kay ask O'Neill this the other night. I thought it was a really good conversation. He asked O'Neill about, you know, hey, Paul, if you were playing now, would you be, you know, deeply entrenched in the analytical world? And when I heard Mike ask the question, to myself, I'm like, O'Neill doesn't strike me initially as the kind of player that would want to know that, almost where his head could get busy, right? But his answer surprised me. This was, you know, Mike, I probably would, and then he gave his reason why. But what I would like to see, right, and then he said that the end of his career, bat speed was tracked, all right? Not necessarily exit velo like we know today. Why don't we have, this pertains directly to Lindor now, why don't we have, all right, here's the pitch, boom, 97 miles per hour, sinker or four-seamer. Why can't we register hitter swing speed in that at-bat? I want to know. I want to stop guessing when a guy's losing bat speed.
Well,
I want it to show me.
I think they have. They probably have
I haven't
that.
Seen it once in my life.
No. I'm just saying they probably have it. They just don't want to complicate it for the lay fan.
Or they don't want to embarrass their hitters.
Yeah, I mean, but are you not embarrassing the pitcher if he's trying to rear back and throw it and it comes out at 91? You know,
I mean, if he's living at 97, he's probably heard it. But I know what you mean. If there's like a stark drop off, why doesn't that affect the pitcher being called out? So I get it, but I would love to know every time, or even an average for a compilation, a small, you know, for the week of each week, give me an average bat speed. Because then we can actually have a tangible conversation. When people call up and they say, well, Lindor's losing his bat speed, I've heard the same thing. I'm not a pro. I kind of see a little bit of the same thing. They're pitching him, which matches that thought process, but I can't validate it with numbers.
Does that mean,
and I would like to.
Does that mean that he's hurt? Like, should we start thinking that?
I have no
idea,
Teague. I mean,
seriously, if
guess,
people
man.
Are talking about him losing his bat speed, doesn't that kind of tell you he might be hurt?
You shouldn't lose it at age 28. And if you're that hurt, you shouldn't look that good in spurts as he's looked.
Yeah.
That's what's not, it doesn't mesh. That doesn't make a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just, you got me like obsessed with these advanced stats, BT. And I look at them right now. The launch angles are interesting. So Aaron Judge's launch angle, again, he has got the highest barrel percentage and everything else we've just been talking about. His launch angle is 12%. Mike Trout's is 22.
Is it really?
22.3%. And and Stanton is 9.5. It's just interesting.
Well, I'd have to think that that's impacted by Judge's height.
Yeah.
Just based on where the ball's coming in from the zone, he doesn't need to uppercut as much.
Yeah, I agree. Stanton's as high. He's taller as well.
He is. He's a big kid. Big boy, yeah. Speaking of numbers, I saw Lonzo. Lonzo hit a ball last night, game two, to the warning track that was 105 chains exit velo. Boy, we're getting nerdy today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Nerd up your alley, nerd. Exactly. Nerdfest for Barbaries right at home. And, you know, of course, I go to Twitter, and I'm like, all right, let me see what people are saying about that. And I know the dead baseball, I get it. But what I thought was largely missed, there was a prevailing wind last night. I mean, it was strong. And even Ronnie pointed it out on the broadcast. It was like, you know, left to right, I want to say 15 or 16 miles or so. It was a crosswind that knocked it down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when he hit that, it was almost like the Piazza ball off of Mariano in the 2000 World Series that Bernie caught. I'm like, oh, boy. Like, when that first was hit, and I think all of us thought that was gone. I thought when Alonso hit that, I thought it was gone. But I think it stayed in. I think it stayed in because of the wind and not because of the deadened ball.
Mm.
105 miles per hour from that guy is usually a home run.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
And the wind was rough yesterday. It was rough in our house yesterday. Everything
was
blowing around.
It blows. You know what I hate about the wind? It blows like the pretty bloom off the flowers. Then I just have bushes again like I had at the start of spring.
That's true.
Jeez. All right, Tinky. Rangers, let's go. You feeling good about the Rangers tonight, Tink? Just say it. Speak it into existence. Throw them a bone.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Feel amazing.
Mm-hmm. Hoff, you feeling good about your boys tonight?
Are you kidding me? Let's go.
You going to be
game
a real
one.
Fan and watch it in your own home tonight?
I'm
not being
watching
captive?
It.
Attaboy.
Let's do it.
All right. Enjoy the games, plural. We're back tomorrow. Short show tomorrow. Yanks play an afternoon game. So We'll get into all that stuff. Really, Rangers rock it. Have a fun series. Have a good 10, 12, 13 days, Ranger fans. Carter Roberts coming up next on The Fan. We're back tomorrow morning at 10. Where's that post? I got to wait. Make it sound like we're actually a radio pro. What's coming up? All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Post me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.